Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Hi, Mary.
You guys, you know, I'm sorry. It feels like it's been too long. And we're here. We're back. We missed Beverly Hills last week, but we are on top of it this week with Beverly Hills and the new premiere of Dubai.
Yes. And okay, tell me everything, because I was gone this weekend and turned off. I did not have.
Sure. Sur in Cabo.
I was
at
Sur.
To tell us about your Cabo trip.
My Cabo trip was a blast. I tried to be like, you know, I tried to be good and share some things. So we did. Let's see. We arrived. We got a house in like Palmilla. You know, there's like the one and only Palmilla Resort. Like our house. We got a house right by there, which was lovely, overlooking the ocean, paradise. We got a yacht we rented for a day, not like Caroline Stanberry's hen party.
We got a yacht. You got a catamaran, I think.
No.
It was a yacht?
Yeah, it was a small yacht. A catamaran? How dare.
I love how you just casually like, well, yeah, like we like got a yacht.
It was like a small yacht. Yeah. And so we swam around on that, jumped off the boat. It was very like below deck. So like, it was actually funny because like when we were parking, I was like, oh my God, this is like the biggest part of below deck is, is backing into the spot. And like, nobody else was like related with me. I'm like below deck, like Captain Lee, Sandy, Glenn, anyone, Bueller, like, nobody cared. Oh. And then that night we went and got dinner at Bagatelle, which if you've gone to a Bagatelle, Ramona loves Bagatelle in Miami. Where yeah, she just goes for a casual afternoon.
How many is there? Are there?
There are 14.
Oh,
we looked it up.
I've definitely heard of it.
So it's okay.
Is there one in LA?
The food is no. There used to be one on La Cienega, but it is closed since then. But so like basically what they do, you might also be thinking of like Barton G, which is like they all.
No, I know. I know it's the yeah.
But like Bagatelle to me is like an upscale Johnny Rockets in a way. Like all of a sudden, like the lights dim. A song comes on, all the servers come out, they're like dancing and singing, like you get up on your chair, you're up on a table, like you're
but just, there was like someone with like a cello. Yeah,
there was an electric cellist, there was a girl on the violin, they were like doing all the popular songs.
I would thrive, Mary.
Okay, so I posted a photo of me from on top of the table with my friend Mary. Yeah, I saw. Do you know what song that was to? Gimme a man. You would thrive.
Mamma mia.
Yes, exactly. Well, ABBA, but yes, totally. Yeah. You would have thrived there. And then Sunday, yeah, we went to Sur Beach Club, Beach House, which is not related to LVP.
What does it stand for there?
South. It's just Espanol for South.
Oh. I'm like, what is the S and the U and the
You're
R?
You're like sex unique for? restaurant. And I was telling people, I was like, yeah, you know, like Sur in LA. And they're like, what does Sur stand for there? And I'm like, sex unique restaurant. They're like, wait, there's two restaurants. Like, yeah. I'm like, but you got, you just have to understand what Sur, right. Like, so anyways. And then, you know, I had a few drinks and I started buying things from the beach.
Oh yeah. It's the best. They come mm-hmm. walk by.
A you got sunglasses. Got yeah. myself a purse for the summer.
Yeah, I love it. Uh-huh. It will last only for the summer, though.
If it lasts for the summer. I've like basically the whole time I just held it like in two fingers, just like yeah. just holding it like as if it was like a precious, you know, precious cargo. And I'm like, you will.
So how much was it? How much was it?
20.
20. And then how much did you get the sunglasses for? Because I love bargaining.
The sunglasses.
3 for $10?
No, it was a little more pricier. For what? Those. 2 for $30. And you know,
Courtney, you got ripped.
Here's the best part. I forgot my cash at home. So I didn't get ripped off. All my friends did who paid for me. I was like, I like made this deal and I was like, okay. And I'm like, okay, stop. Yeah. Grab my bag. Okay. I'm going to go through my cash. Oh yeah. I forgot my cash. Could you get this? It's just so funny. But it was great. It was so much fun. I sounds highly like recommend Cabo. That was my first time.
I got to get back to Mexico. Stat.
You like, listen, I was channeling my inner Vicky at Andalays when I was on that table. And as they had to stabilize each piece of the table, as I walked table to table.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's cute. They're like,
did here. They say no shoes on the table?
No, but I was wearing 4-inch heels.
That was smart. That was
yeah. Smart. So I thought it would just be the way to take off the shoes, yeah. You know?
Smart.
Yeah.
But safety also, first. Like, Andalays is nothing compared to that. Like, that is high class. Andalays is egg cartons on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Like, this was like a nicer place. Now, guys, right. You don't go for the food. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
The vibes, 100. The food, a 4.
I've been to many places such.
Yeah. Yes. But while I was there, you were like telling me you're like a drama. You sent me something about Lisa Rinna. Can you tell me this Lisa Rinna stuff?
So basically Lisa Rinna posts this guy named Patrick Summers phone number on Saturday morning.
And but just like with any like, context.
Because he was... the text was like,
oh, was this the text exchange where he basically said like, you don't want your number, you don't want this stuff getting out. And she screenshotted with his number on it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Then I thought Patrick was very smart. He retaliated and sent her number out as well. And then he also,
and who is like, Patrick?
So apparently he's going to be on a new show that's going to be like housewife-esque, but all men.
Okay.
And
Oh, is this the husbands of Sunset Strip or something like that?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if this show's actually going to come out. I went to his profile. He looks like rather young. I don't know. But then he's basically saying Harry Hamlin had some secrets and there was rainbows.
And so, Kelly Dodd, I saw, commented something like Harry Hamlin's next or something. I'm like, what is happening? I will say that Lisa Rinna very much cracked me up when she posted a photo of herself with a beard.
Yes.
And she just tagged at Kelly Dodd.
I know. It's just interesting because obviously they've been married, I think, since like 97. So I don't know. I think their relationship
also, out somebody like happy pride. It's June 1st today.
I don't care, I guess. If they're like living their life and happy and they have some kind of arrangement, I don't know.
Or that he's not at all. And this is just a rumor. It just seems to me like I was trying to like look into it because then Lisa was also like, hey, thanks so much for all the phone calls. Even since somebody decided to release my number as if like she didn't start it.
She's clever. And then she was also like, oh, like this week's gonna be really, really hard with Beverly Hills. You know, my mom is gonna like pass in the episode. That's not till next week.
Oh,
so I feel like she was gonna like, she was trying to like,
you think she was trying to cover the narrative? Up,
yeah. She's like, let's get rid of this story and start a new one.
But I also believe too that the thing that she posted about like grief and being angry and stuff, I'm like, two things can be the same, like at the same time. You can have but doesn't necessarily excuse the behavior.
That's not till next week, though.
Well, I think she said in the next week or two that it's coming. I mean, the stroke happened this week.
Right.
No grace given by Mary, which is funny because she's the biggest Rinna stan of them all.
I feel like I'm really flip-flopping on these Beverly Hills bitches, and I'll get into that. Also, this week, Denise Richards had lunch with Garcelle Sutton, and Ramona ruined Teresa's wedding. Ramona legitimately ruined Teresa's wedding. She's like, oh my gosh, guys, I got the most beautiful invitation ever. This is the best invitation I ever saw in my life. Has the wedding website, password, date, location. People were such sleepers. We got so many DMs about people that went on the wedding website and found out all the people that were invited. So Marge is invited. Jackie was invited. In the wedding, supposedly, is Kenya, Lou, Jennifer. Those are, I think, and Dina.
I thought Melissa was finally added as a bridesmaid.
No, Melissa's still not a bridesmaid and apparently has declined the invitation.
I thought Marge declined the invitation.
It's all very confusing.
It's just, you know.
I loved it. It was messy. August 6th, guys. Be the finale.
So she is getting married where Angelina from Jersey Shore got married.
Oh, okay.
Which was filmed on Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
And the Andy's also invited.
I've got to say, this is like I think this is going to be like, I think she'll get a spinoff on this. I do not think it would be the finale.
Oh,
although
I think it's the
show Real House in New Jersey is the treat.
No, so. I think it's the finale. That's why they started filming like last week super early. Who's going to walk her down the aisle? The daughters? By herself? Joey?
Maybe Joe will. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean,
I can also see like her not walking down the aisle with anyone.
Yeah, like, isn't like you're walking down the aisle because like you're getting like given away? That's very traditional.
As someone who's never been married.
Isn't that the point? It's kind of funny now, like you do these things out of traditions and, you know, there's a point to them, but it
seems kind of
null void.
I mean, look, I'm going to watch every moment, but I mean, what the hell, Ramona? What the hell?
I honestly don't think she did it in a malicious way. She's just so out of it.
I think she was literally like hyping it up. Like, I cannot wait for this. And then it's just like a dum-dum because it was like a Lucite wedding invitation. And then it's just like,
also interesting. They had on the wedding invite, like the password on it. It just seems like so fancy for the password. Like they should have had the invitation and a little card that said, you know, the information.
Maybe that was extra.
These invitations are.
I mean, like Ramona, if you guys recall too, Ramona's the same person that took a screenshot of her bank accounts and also uploaded that to her story at one point. So it's like, I don't think it was like with any malicious intent. I think she was literally being like, woohoo.
Do you think she like
called? She gonna get disinvited?
What was like the ramifications of that? You know? Like, was Teresa calling her like, Ramona, you ruined it? Or, you know, what was?
Maybe Kenya called.
Interesting.
I'm so confused why Kenya, Lou, and Jennifer are bridesmaids and Melissa's still not. Like,
no.
I don't know.
Your daughters and Dina.
And Louis' siblings, if you want that too.
Oh, yeah. Because I think he said, I think she said on Watch What Happens Live, she was going to have Louis' sister.
She said, I believe she said she's having 8 bridesmaids.
Right. So maybe this Kenya Lou thing, maybe that's fake.
I heard it was just Jennifer and Melissa and Dina, not Kenya or Lou.
Interesting.
But, okay. You know, there's so many rumors. I hope that they've changed that password by now.
The website's down. I feel like it was Trey and Lou in love. You guys, I never went. I felt weird.
It's a little invasive.
I mean, I will find your LinkedIn, but your wedding. Actually, I've found many people's wedding websites and people I know that I'm not invited to the wedding. But
you just search their name plus the not.
Yeah.
You know,
I hate when they're private. I'm like, I just want to read your story and see who's in your wedding. I know we went to high school together 10 years ago and we don't talk, but I'm curious. Well,
that's because, you know, this weekend you are officiating a wedding.
I am.
How are you excited? Like, are you going to carl it up? Like, what are you planning on doing here?
I wrote something on Monday, so I got some material.
Okay, great.
And no, I think it'll be fine. My bride and groom, they don't want to really say much. So really I'm doing all short the talking. They're just saying I do.
You know, quality over quantity of work.
It's going to be less than 5 minutes. So
I hope it goes well.
I hope it goes well. Never done this before.
Just remember, it's not about you.
It's not. Believe me.
But you will be in all the photos.
I know. I know. That's why I'm wearing just black. I tried on a couple outfits last night. Just going really basic. Outfits? No, I'm not trying to upstage.
No, I meant like you look fire in them.
I look professional.
Yeah. Great.
Professional.
So get some LinkedIn headshots then while you're there.
I don't need LinkedIn.
Let's talk about this mom talk because I've been involved a little bit and not involved in the mom talk, but like I know some of the players, a relative understanding of the game.
Okay. Basically, guys, if you want a full rundown, go to Real Moms of Bravo. In their highlights, they have mom talk and they completely take you through this Mormon TikTok cheating scandal that is epic, amazing, glorious. And just spend, this is like a solid 30 minute deep dive you need in your life and read every slide.
I think and the enjoy. Gist of it is that it starts with these like two couples and the girl Taylor, I believe is her name. And the husband of couple number two, we're just going to call him Joe. Cause that seems to be what it works. Okay. Taylor and Joe started having like an attraction to each other. And then somehow it convinced their partners that they should swing.
Light swinging though.
Lights. Is that a handy?
No.
What's a light swing?
So there's a few players. We have McKenna, Miranda, Victoria, Whitney. Shit hit the fan when Taylor went live with this video. And she basically, you know, told everyone everything. That's like 10 slides.
She also she tried to expose that they were swinging throughout their entire group of friends. It wasn't just them.
Like allegedly this guy, Brandon and McKenna Rowley, they have since deactivated their accounts. They're allegedly going through a divorce. And that...
And like, Taylor, right? Taylor and her husband are going through a divorce.
You guys, you just have to like.
Can you repost that in stories tomorrow for people? I feel like people are going to want to see it again.
Real Moms of Bravo.
Right.
But yeah.
Basically Taylor and the other husband, Joe, they got caught, right? Having an affair because the partners didn't want to swing anymore. I don't know what that means. No PNV, P&A?
I think it
was. P&M?
Yeah. Like light swing, a light swing.
What base is light swinging equate to?
I think what the problem was then they fully swung.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that they got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I love the drama.
It was like pretty good for my Monday.
Like, honestly, if we could get any of them on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
No, that's like a TLC show.
MTV.
Yeah, something like that. It's okay. Not Bravo.
Which it could be also a one-off of Bravo, I feel.
Well, and I felt like this week we watched Beverly Hills and Dubai back to back. And they felt so extremely different. Very different.
Dubai felt very much, I know we'll get into it, but Dubai felt very much like, if you watch in any of the international versions, they're all kind of filmed this way, where it's almost like the ones that are USA based are like almost in like 4D, like HD, like it feels very reality TV the way it's filmed. And then this one is almost like a movie film, like filter over it.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I completely agree. And kind of more about like the lifestyle.
Yeah. Do you want to take a quick break and we'll come back and start talking about these?
Yes.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Okay, probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock ones. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on Me Undies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at meundies.com/TJG. That's meundies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, their comfort from the outside in. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was
constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with EstroControl. The way EstroControl works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out EstroControl. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG.
Okay, where do you want to start? You want to go Beverly Hills? You want to go Dubai? Travel abroad, stay in the city.
I mean, I always like going abroad. I think we could go abroad first.
Okay. But just remember, we'll be talking, since we're going abroad, we'll be the girls who always talk about when we went abroad.
I
went to Barcelona. No, I'm just kidding.
I have no desire to go to Dubai.
No, I mean, it just doesn't do it for me.
It literally, they have to buy ice for their pool. How much was that ice? How much was it?
It's just a phone call away.
Also, why can't you make your own ice? Why can't you make your own ice? I can tell you how to do it.
Okay,
you take water and you put it in a freezer for a few hours and you're good to go.
What?
No, it was like mind-blowing to me.
Okay, so let's walk through the women and their taglines.
Okay.
So we have Nina. She's, if you think money can't buy you happiness, you clearly haven't been to Dubai.
Okay. And I'm confused. Their names are confusing because, well, first we have two Carolines.
Yes.
But
then they only call each other by their last names.
It's very confusing because I'm like, is her name Chanel or is her name Ion? I know her name is Chanel Ion, but
she seems to go by Ion.
Yes. So then why are we even introducing Chanel?
I agree. And okay. Then I'm like, who's Brooks? Because in the title, tagline, it's Caroline.
I know. It's
give me Caroline Brooks. Just give me first and last. Give me first and last.
I think first and last. Okay.
Yeah.
So Chanel Ion, they don't hate me because I'm beautiful. They hate me because they are basic.
You got Chanel's Ion. She's a star.
She's a true star. When you were saying you like texted me, I'm like Chanel. And I was like, I don't know who that is. I was like, that Ion girl is great.
Yeah. Like, yes. We're so same page.
Yeah. But I was like, I was like a Chanel. Yeah. Who's Chanel?
So Caroline Brooks, the desert is ruthless, but nothing is more savage than me. I like that one.
And then we have, Sarah, or Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A woman should be two things, who and what she wants.
I don't think that grammatically makes sense, to be honest.
I honestly just stumbled over it because I was like, wait, this, okay.
Lisa Milan, the only thing you can take from me are notes. I like that. I like that.
And then Caroline Stanbury, in the city of gold, nothing shines brighter than me.
Caroline, you know, I don't think
she's going to be the star.
Not as a humble plug, but here we are. We dove deep into the first season of Ladies of London and covered it on our Patreon. We watched like 7 or 8 episodes of this first season where Caroline is the clear star. They didn't have taglines there though. So do we give her a pass here?
I think she isn't really
going. You made a statement. You said you don't think that these women are super rich.
Yeah, I stand by my statement as well.
I believe it was Sarah.
Honestly, this is going to be really hard while we meet them.
I think Nina lives in the Burj Khalifa. She's got money because you do not live in that building. They showed it. A one bedroom there is $1.3 million.
It was Nina.
Yeah.
So no, and I guess that's kind of hard too. That must be like how people view like places in New York.
Right. I'm just saying, I think that there's some that have money. Like I think like in Ladies of London, Caroline Stanbury was one of the richer people on that show. And I do not think she is now.
I also feel like people are like, why did she marry this guy? What is there's no friends.
Something's up.
There's something very strange about this arrangement. And we will get there. Let's start to the top.
Okay.
Okay. So Ion comes in slaying. She's like, I speak 4 languages and I just said I'm a badass bitch in all of them. She's the first Black supermodel in Dubai. She's like, her
confidence. We need that. Sell it. You know what? Pour it in a jar and sell it, babe. Cause I'm in on this.
She's like, I'm the best period dot.
Mm-hmm. I find it's actually really interesting. So a lot of these women have like, Ion and then Brooks and then Lisa, they all have sons and their relationship with their sons is like so cute. Like, Ion's son is 16 years old. Light of her life. Like they're literally like playing a game that she grew up with in her village in Kenya. Like I just, you know, and she's like, listen, when my husband went out of town, my son's like, I don't want to go to school. She's like, great. Someone to go to the movies with. Like he doesn't need to learn science. And then we're like with her at a shoe. I don't know, guys, instant star. I
completely agree. Either she's going to be polarizing. Either you're going to love her or you're going to hate her.
I love her. What? I feel her and Lisa Milan are my top two of this cast.
Oh, Ion by far my favorite.
Yes.
I think I'm going to like Caroline Brooks as well.
Caroline Brooks is going to cause conflict. I like that.
She's from Boston. She's been in Dubai for 12 years. And she was with her husband. And it seems like she was like, you know what? I'd rather have my son. I don't want to fight about my money. I'm going to make my own cash. And she's made it in real estate. And she has 2 different houses. Yeah.
And I was obsessed when she's like, you want to take a selfie with me? He's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, that is so cute. I'm like, this is just so cute.
I there was something that I loved about that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like the relationships, like it just made me, I don't know why. I don't know. We also see Caroline with Coco peeing on the bed and Sergio, her new husband, which I'm like, I'm so confused because I thought we had this wedding in Dubai that happened. I think, do not quote me on this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a, like, basically it's a new law that if you weren't married, you couldn't live together.
Oh, in Dubai.
Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that, but
had to go to also another country to even get married because she's Jewish and he is Catholic
She was divorced. Okay. Yes. She feels softer. She feels freer. She can't pronounce her new last name.
She's only been divorced for 1.5 years.
I miss Jim. He is
27. She is 43. Her daughter is 15.
Yes.
So there's an age difference.
Yep.
I wasn't buying this relationship. I was not buying it at all. Why did he come to the hen party? I got why Michael was there. Okay. It made sense to me. Her best friend from Texas.
Right. But I just am like, why is Sergio there? Is he keeping her on a tight leash? There's something shady about Sergio.
But I don't think he
has any has friends.
Air money.
There's no money there. No.
Which that's fine. That's fine. You did. I don't know what she's getting from him though.
I agree. Well, she kind of said she's like got this second life. So I think maybe she's having like her midlife crisis in a sense. I don't know. I've never bought their Instagram relationship either. That all I've seen, I'm like, huh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I thought she's like, okay. Kind of feels like when she moved to Dubai, there was a fall from grace from her status in the UK.
Okay.
Then she got divorced. And where did you find Sergio? Like, I need to know more about this relationship. We'll get there though. Okay. Lisa is the one who gets ice delivered for her pool. And they met at a nightclub on a Tuesday. She's like, I love when she has all of her sons say water because she's like, all of our sons have a different accent.
Yeah.
And she has a maternity clothing line because when she was pregnant, she felt really like she did not like the way she looked. So she started, it's called Mina Rowe.
Love it. Love it.
I like when she like asks her kids too, like, what does mommy do? She's like, but what's most important to mommy? Us. I don't know. It's again, that relationship cute. Is so cute.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So then that's like, and then like, we don't meet really Sarah or Nina.
We meet them like at the very, very end.
Yeah. So we just kind of jump right into it. Lisa and Ion, they go to lunch. Ion is saying she was not invited. Like they're like talking about the hen party. Ion was not invited. You know, they're like, okay. And then Brooks calls in and it's going to be hard to call her Brooks and not think of Brooks, Girth Brooks.
Yeah. We got to get like her a nickname or something.
Yeah. Like just, I mean, and we can't even call it. Caroline Stanberry's last name isn't even Stanberry anymore.
It's gonna be
Caraggio.
Yeah,
she can't pronounce it. But also she's still Stanberry on all of her socials and websites.
She'll always be a Stanberry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's just some people, you know, like just, Kim Kardashian. She was always Kardashian. We didn't take up West.
She definitely did.
We didn't accept that though.
I think we all did except for
Madonna.
You.
We don't even know her last name.
Ciccone.
Caprice.
Cole.
Keep going.
Naomi. Campbell. I don't know Iman's last name unless she took David Bowie's last name. She's Iman Bowie, maybe.
I can't think of anywhere right now.
Lady Gaga.
But she doesn't go by Lady.
She could if she wanted.
That could be Lady and the Tramp.
Okay, that's so they
the
go
lady
to,
I think of.
So they go to lunch and then Brooks calls and Brooks and Lisa are just talking
about, Brooks is messy.
But they're just talking about like, did you hear like Ion was not invited? And instead of her being like, well, I'm with her, she's like, oh, I'm gonna see her in a couple of minutes, I'll ask.
Ion's like, why don't you tell her I'm on the phone with you right now?
Like, we're at lunch right now. Like what?
And Ion's also like, that chemistry is completely made up. Like their relationship is fake. And I'm glad I'm not invited to the party. And you know
what? Also, why doesn't she want to be my friend?
We can play teats for toots.
Teats for toots. I loved Ion's outfit in this scene. It was like she had a collared shirt. She had this like oversized gold sweater, but then it was like a sweater dress. But then she also had like a gold tight skirt under. But then she also had like a turtleneck like under the collared shirt. And I was like, she is a style queen.
Oh, I mean, she is.
And she's like, oh,
a high fashion
like,
model.
Oh, you're not going to come to Hermes with me? I was like, I'll go.
I know.
I'll go.
I would love to know about her and her husband and how they met and everything.
I think we'll get there. What you've said about this, and you've said this about the same with like Real Houses of Salt Lake, is what you like is that we're meeting them all at once. So we get to like, instead of like somebody new coming in and we're like, oh, you know, it's an uphill battle for us of like, do we like them or like, how will they, like everybody's starting on an even playing field, except for Caroline Stanberry.
Yes. But I love that we're deciding right now. Who do we like? Who do we don't mm-hmm. like? Like, we have no preconceived notions.
Great. And I also found it like interesting too. So then we go to like the hen party again. Why Sergio was there? What was kind of
boring?
Outfit? Yeah, boring.
It was kind of.
I find it interesting because it was like, okay, they're like, you know, you don't have penis straws here that you can find. You know, you can't buy alcohol at the convenience store. So like, there's only certain places you can drink, and then like, you know, you kind of have to be creative in what you do with games. So like, the hot dog in a jar. Never seen that game before.
I think that's a miss for me. That game.
Yeah,
that's a miss for me.
Okay.
That seems really hard.
It seems very hard. It was not even like a large jar. It had a very small opening. It's
very small hole. And she said it was like just like her and Sergio in real life.
No, I think she said that the hot dog was bigger than Sergio.
Oh.
You believe she did say that. So
yeah. What does she like about him?
Yeah. What his age?
Yeah, I just don't get it. It's not there for me yet. We'll find out.
Okay, so then we meet Sarah. So there, she's meeting up with
Sarah. I liked her a lot. I loved that she was like, you know, I'm Muslim, but I'm modern, I'm experimental. I, you know, you don't have to cover up. I've been divorced twice. I'm going to be a happy mom. And she was interesting to me.
Are we sure she didn't host the full moon party?
Nina from Texas.
She's with them. They go up into the arch.
Yes.
They go up into the arch with their kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this was like, these kind of things stress me out because I'm very claustrophobic.
Just like her child.
Yes. And then when she's like, okay, stand on it for 10 seconds. Breathe.
Right. Good for her. I like her pushing her child.
I thought it was fun. So yeah, then they're, you know, they're going to host this full moon party. She's got the crystals out and she's very into crystals. She's going to make a whole entire room.
I guess I wish this party was at their home. I want to go in their homes.
We'll get there.
I feel like she should have hosted it at her house.
Okay.
I was disappointed.
But this was in the building she lives in on the roof.
Oh.
So she lives in this building.
Okay. That makes me like her more.
Okay.
That makes me like her more.
It was the restaurant, so she had reserved the rooftop.
Oh, okay, that's great. That's
so you're
great.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
So she's rich.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's good. She's doing well.
You know. And then it was like, so then they all get to this party, which was a pastel theme that nobody wore except for Caroline Brooks.
God bless her.
And she's like, I really wish I did not go with the theme. Not one person came in theme. And they all kind of start talking about the hen party. And Ion is like, she's not having this shit. She's like, so why don't we talk about something that I was a part of?
I know. She's going to come in hot and strong. And Caroline, I feel like Caroline is just going to take this stance like, I'm not really give a shit about you. And I'm not going to like you. And I'm just not going to talk to you.
But it's so funny because Caroline was very good with this on Ladies of London too. Because at one point she just looks over and she goes, I don't even want to know you.
Yeah.
But then somehow she gets pulled out of like, this is her fault. She did not invite you.
Right.
You know, and somehow she's saging the room at the end and Ion and Brooks are fighting.
That's going to be, there's going to be a lot of like crossfires, I feel like, and a lot of, it seems like there's a lot of trios.
Well, so they tried to give us the chart in the beginning.
Yes.
And I was like, I am not following this yet. Like,
I need to see the chart at the end of the episode.
Yes.
Yeah. I need to see. Because I didn't know their
names. They could give us a chart every episode of where they should give us an episode, like every episode in all Housewives of where alliances lie at this point. I would love that. if you started a Housewives and they're like previously on, and then right before they go into taglines, they're like alliances this week are. Wouldn't that make things so much more easier to, like to follow?
It's like Survivor.
Yeah, but they don't tell us that. Like, I would just love it. It's like, okay, so Caroline Stanberry is with Brooks, but not with like, okay, I'm trying to follow along. But then like they get into it and she's like, you're just jealous of me. And she's like, jealous of what? You looking like a scarecrow? I'm like, oh, okay. We are jumping.
You're straight into it. You're stick wig.
And then I was like, look at my face and look at your face. And like, so ladies, I'm arguing as class.
It was good. They got right into it to the point.
Here's the problem though.
What?
I felt like a lot of that fight was what was seen in the trailer.
And you're worried about the rest of the season.
I'm worried about this season. It does not look like we have a lot.
I think it's going to be like more like Life of Luxury and kind of like looking what happens in, you know, Dubai. What is the culture like? I appreciated this tidbits of like, you know, you just can't find alcohol wherever you go. Like I want to know more about the culture, I guess.
Sure.
Even though 88% of it is expats. So,
which is interesting. You know,
how many of these women are American? Three?
I think they're, I don't think anybody from there is from Dubai.
Yeah.
So they're all expats.
Yeah.
But I'm here, like you said, I'm here for the like glamour. I want to see it. I want to see what's going on. I'm just, you guys, I don't think it's going to be a drama filled season. And I gotta be honest, it wasn't promoted enough for me.
I was just saying to you, why wasn't Caroline on Watch What Happens Live this week? You could still even Zoom her in.
Right.
Like, you know, they're definitely hiding it.
And what's weird to me too, is like, we had no Atlanta this week because of Memorial Day. So, and what I'm worried about is the reason that they put it after, sometimes when they put these shows after like a juggernaut, like a Beverly Hills, which gets usually pretty good ratings, it's because they need it.
Yeah. They need the watchers.
Like, and all I'm saying is like, you could put it on Tuesday. We'll still watch it.
Yeah. I'm still going to watch it.
It's kind of like, I want it to be better than Dallas, which got its own night. But actually, I think Dallas was a feeder as well. Like, we were fed into it too. So, look, we're going to watch. But
was
I'm going
to
be honest.
Was it New Jersey to Dallas?
Is that how it went? Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was. It was, but a decent premiere. It was fine. But if you know what?
If here for Ion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm here. Listen, I'm here for the cast and
tonight. I'm here for Ion. I'm here for Caroline Brooks and Caroline Stairbury.
And Lisa for me.
Yeah.
Look, I think we'll get into all of them.
Did they hold gold?
Yeah, I think that was. I don't think they're holding anything. Hold on. Let me look real quick.
Disappointing. Should be gold.
Well, it's like Jersey, how they don't hold anything. Wait, what are they holding?
They're not
holding anything. Yeah. They're just walking with a wind machine. Okay. You know. But you know, well, that's just the preview. That's just the cast photo. I don't know. Anyways, shall we take a quick break and then come back with Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we are back. Back with Beverly Hills. And I mean, is this puppy gate over again? Is this panty gate over again?
It's been a year.
And also it's about an article of clothing, really, because Crystal felt violated because of a jacket.
No, it's not even about an article of clothing. It's about a word. Now we're going into the ether. We're not even physical beings anymore.
Dark.
It's a four-letter word, one vowel.
That should be your post tomorrow. Just dark.
And then
the word. Dark.
I like that. Okay.
Dark. And then
should the word be dark, or should it be dark background?
No, you write all a black background, white writing, all caps, dark. Below four-letter word. Below one syllable. Below
one vowel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did she say one syllable, one vowel? Did she say
she said both of those? Yeah, I think you're correct. Now here's the thing, guys. Garcelle, stir in the pot.
Oh, I loved Garcelle this episode.
Stirring the pot. Crystal, I don't even know. I don't know what's going on in this episode.
I would be scared to be in a fight with Crystal because she's highly intelligent. Oh, she, even before she started the fight, she was like, I don't want this fight to be about the word I used.
Well, I like too that she's like, I'm going to say this one time, and then we're going to not talk about it, except that we'll talk about it for the rest of the season because we talked about the rest of this episode, and we're talking about it next episode.
Let's start from the top. So Basically last week, you know, Crystal was talking about her feelings and how she felt like they were completely irrelevant and she didn't feel like she was in a safe space. And that was it. And she left. She had to
get out
of there.
How did you feel about that? Because we didn't talk about Beverly Hills last week. So, you know, the crux of it all is Crystal saying, like, you guys don't let, like, when Sutton's saying I was empathetic and Kyle saying no, you are not, and Sutton's like, no, I am. It's like, and that triggered Crystal because she's like, you guys don't get to tell anybody how they should feel. If that's how they felt and they didn't express it enough to you, it doesn't matter. They're telling you how they felt and you keep negating what they're saying mm-hmm. because it's not acceptable to you and how you think that they should be feeling.
So I loved last week Sutton coming up to Dorit in the store, apologizing, saying what her triggers were because her dad shot himself in the head and they had a robbery at her home as well. So she was like, I say a lot of stupid things. And she just puts her foot in her mouth. And I feel like she says anything that comes to her mind and has no filter.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened in that moment. It's like, Sutton, you can think these things, just don't say them out loud. But she says them out loud, so it becomes a problem.
She said it out loud and she still apologized though.
I felt like she was like, I really want to get this over with and I'm going to apologize to you in front of everybody. And like, let's just move forward. That's what I want to do. I want to move forward. But then they have to go back to the house and bring it up again.
Because Garcelle, our little potster, is like, hey, so now that we're here, do you guys want to talk about it? They're like, what? I thought we like moved on.
I also feel like Garcelle finally has risen to the occasion and figured out the assignment.
Okay.
She's like the new Lisa Rinna.
She kind of drove me a little nuts.
Doesn't talk about herself, but is getting in the mix.
Well, she did talk about herself this episode because all she did was, how can I trigger these ladies in 3, 2, 1, Lisa Vanderpump. Okay, but back to this, right? So I was actually very much on Crystal's side. I think that everybody was so drunk at this point of the night last week. Like, I mean, when Kyle's like dry humping Erica for being the voice of reason, like, oh, we've been drinking.
Yeah. They wake up at 9:41. They need bloodies. They need mimosas.
Wait, Mary, it's so funny you said that because when I saw 9:41, I was like, there's no way these ladies sleep till that late. And they went to bed late.
Yeah. Probably because they went to bed at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Except for Dorit. Dorit did not sleep.
You guys.
And
I'm over it. I'm so sorry this happened to you, Dorit.
I'm not. I'm in it.
So sorry this happened. It's horrible. But when something that made me mad is like, she gave press at Kyle's store opening. Okay.
Oh.
And then at Sutton, she's like, how dare you have press? Also, Dorit, though, don't talk to the press. I don't know. Just walk into the store.
She did. I think she ended up.
But her says trying. She's just trying to start shit with Sutton there. Like there was press at Kyle's. So.
But maybe because she knew. She knew there was going to be press. Just. Maybe she avoided I'm over, it.
Like
also was Palm Springs press versus like West Hollywood.
Press. Okay. Those are different presses.
Okay, Dorit's number one fan. You've gone from Rena to Dorit.
Now, huh? I am obsessed with Dorit. I'm obsessed with PK.
If Dorit didn't get robbed this season, her storyline would be PK having freaking diabetes. Okay.
I love her. And I love what Rena says about her. She's like, she is a survivor. And like, you should please talk to my mom. You know, she's lived such a great life. She's gone through so much. And like, you should really talk to my mom because she's a survivor just like you are. I just think that really could have gone like a 100%. Totally different way.
I feel for her. I mean, do we need to see her therapy? No, I don't need to see it. Okay. But I felt for her when she was sitting there crying in the, like thinking like, all I just thought was like my kids, like being dead in their bed, me being dead. Like if that gets to me and I just, I have compassion and I'm empathetic, but it's just, you know what? Maybe you should take like, not to be rude, but I feel like maybe she should have taken some time for herself. You know what? I'm not going to tell her how to feel. It just, for me, like this is a lot at once for Dorit.
Okay. I also thought it was interesting that the therapist, so she's doing this EMDR thing. I was fascinated by that, but I also think it's interesting that she's calling, you know, her home, her cocoon and kind of like the safe space for her. And then when she goes outside of it, like things get activated and things can scare her. And I'm like,
well, she should stop hanging out with Kyle, by the way, because Kyle loves to trigger Dorit.
Like, on that car ride.
When she's the like, paparazzi. Oh my God, why are people leaning over my fence? I hope they're not trying to case my place. It's like, shut up, Kyle.
But I think it's really fascinating that, you know, she had a home invasion in her own room. That her home feels like the safest place to her in this cocoon.
I want her to
That's
move.
Interesting. No, you can't let the, I'm with I Boy know, George. You I can't know. Let the bad guys win. They've had many memories in this house. Christmas, birthdays, sex.
What?
But you, I don't know. But you just, no, you can't let the bad guys win. And also
love their living area in their bedroom.
I'm obsessed with PK. I'm obsessed with PK.
Do you want
to
watch Squid Game with him?
Yes. And I'm worried about the diabetes. He needs to get off the Diet Coke.
Stop drinking the Diet Coke, PK. Get a LaCroix in your hand.
He really does. What other shows do you think they watch together? I love this. That's a sign of a nice couple.
This is why I have to be single. Like, I could not wait. Like, I'd be one of those people that would like watch the episode and then like rewatch it with my partner and be like, oh my God.
You don't tell? Would you tell?
No.
No, you wouldn't tell. Okay.
No, I'd be like, I wouldn't tell. Mm-hmm. But I'd also be like on my phone probably, or like, I'd like, oh, are you hungry? Like, I'll get you a snack. Like, do you want me to pause? I'm like, nah, keep it going. I'm okay. Just let me know what happens when I come back.
You can tell them on TVs now if you've watched the episode, like on Netflix.
Oh,
you can get
Mary,
you
don't think I go back to the episode and restart it from the beginning? You don't think I would do that? Believe me. Yeah. I'm very good at these things. Okay.
Okay.
This
okay.
is brand new information.
Control. You got it under control.
Okay. Under control. Okay. What other shows do you think they watch?
They're definitely watching The Staircase, I think. I think they watched Ozarks together.
Yeah. I feel like they like started Mad Men from the beginning.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I think they've watched Julia.
Oh, really?
On HBO Max. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I think that they get some like funny in there. I guarantee they all watch Selling Sunset.
What about, do you think they liked the one that everyone likes?
David.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because Jury is Moira.
Yes.
I never got into Schitt's Creek.
Oh. It's sad for you.
Yeah. Maybe this summer.
Yeah. There you go. You have to get through season one.
1 week till Summer Mary.
Oh my God.
1 week. Okay. Going back. So finally, you know, Garcelle calls Crystal in the morning. She's like,
babe, you got to come over here. We got to squash this before you leave. Come over just for 10 minutes. And Crystal's like, oh, okay, fine.
Like, well, we don't know what triggered you. Like, none of them, they keep thinking that she's comparing herself to Dorit.
Right. Apples and oranges. Apples and oranges.
It's like, well, yeah, because that's not what she's saying at all.
So Crystal's tennis shoes that she wears are $600.
Yeah, the Golden Goose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Golden Goose. And then they also, what I don't understand about the Golden Goose is that they sell ones that are pre-made dirty.
No, I think she was wearing those ones. I'm like,
she had the sequin ones on, but maybe okay. The sole had a little dirt on. And I'm like, well, no, I want the clean ones for if I'm going to pay $600.
I just, those are not $600 shoes. I don't
like,
get
it. I saw this like influencer.
Are they extra
like,
comfortable?
I found the Golden Goose at Marshall's or something. And they were still $399. And I was like, oh, deal.
Don't get it.
I was like, I have a trouble. I really want like Vans that are high tops. And I'm like, $70. It's a highway robbery. I'm not buying those.
That's worth it.
No, I'm just saying I had $70. Like I just bought a great pair of Stevens from Nordstrom Rack.
Okay.
Lucite heel, pink. Okay. A light pink, like an iridescent pink.
Did you wear them on the table on Cabo?
No, I took them off before I got on the table. Just two clear pink straps over the feet.
Okay.
$50. Steal.
I like it.
Steal of the century.
I like that.
Okay. But you know how much they were originally? Not that much. They were much more. Okay. They
are not 50%. That much.
I'm sorry. I thought they were like 50% more. And they're comfortable as hell. And they're steel. I can't do the 500.
Yep.
Okay. You know, it better be coming with gold flakes.
Yeah, something. I don't get it. Yeah. Anyways.
Maybe you get a real golden goose. I want it now, daddy.
Like the golden egg. And
yes, you know? I know exactly. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I love that book. Yeah. Okay. So Erica starts feeling Lisa Rinna's rope and she's like, yes, fill it as much as you like.
Well, she's wiping off her hands from the condensation of her Bloody Mary that they had to order from the club because they couldn't make mimosas and Bloody Marys in the house. Did you notice that?
A Bloody Mary can be tricky. There is a lot of bad Bloody Marys out there. This is definitely a perfect
combination. Just think it's funny that they had to call like the golf club to drop them off.
I love the service.
Sure.
I want this service. Mimosa should have been pretty easy.
You know what? There's only two ingredients. And let's be honest, one of them you don't really need.
Yeah.
Just give me a drop of OJ.
Right.
But no, she's wiping the condensation from the cup off on her rope. And then Rinna's like, why would I mind that? I'm like, well, because she's wiping the wetness on there. Like, yeah. Rinna's such a kiss ass to Erica.
Yeah.
So then Erica's like, they're like, wow, it's been a year. She's like, it's been a year. She's like, thank you for accepting me as the wild animal I was. Also, those victims probably totally got paid.
No, everyone's like, wait, what? Wait, you're saying that these victims might be lying that they didn't get the money? Garcelle,
we saw the Hulu documentary.
No, Garcelle's like, well, it snows in Pasadena, and you're telling me these victims, if they're just are making up that they didn't get paid, and they wouldn't just live their lives like
people don't want to see the trials.
It's like she's really warped her own mind, though. Literally, like, I understand, like, that she's like, literally, my world was blown up. Where I lived, my marriage, my finances, like, I couldn't even get a breath. I get that.
But she keeps saying she's exonerated, and then they keep flashing headlines that do not show exoneration. Like, roll footage.
I know. And Garcelle's like, the problem really is just you had no compassion. She's like, well, this is all still alleged.
I can't say that.
It's alleged. We don't even know if this was true.
Every word counts. Like the ones that I'm about to say, which are not okay when I blame the victims and say they got paid. Just got paid. Friday night. Remember that NSYNC song?
So about getting paid?
Just got paid.
Oh, no, I don't know that at all, actually.
What?
No. Maybe. Play it for me.
Okay, let me find it. I actually don't know if it's called Just Got Paid or if it's called Money, Money, Money. And I've made up both of those titles.
I don't know any song names because when I listen to songs, I'll be like, put on track number three.
Yeah. Hit me with track number 7.
Yeah. Keep talking. I'll look this up.
Okay. So basically Crystal gets there and she's like, I just feel like I'm in a therapy session, which I totally get. These girls think they're PIs. They're going to therapize you. They're going to tell you how to think, what you think, how you feel. Yep. And Erica's like, well, yeah, we're not licensed or anything, but we're going to talk to you about it.
Thanks, Erica.
Crystal's like, all right, well, I want to make this the last conversation about this. You know, she brings on the tears and she's like, you girls had a campaign against the word I used last year, and this is not a safe place. And
I got robbed. Let's talk about safe places. I'm not in a safe place. Okay. Cause I was robbed.
Do you want to hear the song?
You sure?
I know this one. If it plays. Sorry, the internet in my house has been very bad right now.
Okay, keep talking. It'll come up.
Okay, so.
Do you not remember this?
No, I never heard this one.
What?
It sounds like a bop, though. I can't hear it. Sing it. Oh. Okay, make it stop. Sorry, everyone, come on.
I just got paid.
Okay.
Music, right?
It's basically auto-tuned from the 90s. Cool. 2000s. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Okay. So then Garcelle says, Kyle's like, oh, I'm a fixer. Like, let's try to work through this. And Garcelle's like, you're the stirrer. And then Garcelle chimes in. It's like, well, that's how I feel. I feel that when you and Sun had your thing last year about the I don't see color thing, no matter what she said, you were going to say you are that girl. Now, do you think Garcelle's point in that?
This is why I'm so confused. I'm like, so you asked Crystal to come over and explain her side, but then you're setting her up to say, it doesn't matter. You were going to say that Sutton was racist regardless.
And then Crystal's like, well, there was a lot more that was said that was very dark. And Kyle was like, wait, I was there. What was said? And she's like, you were really drunk. And she's like, no, I remember everything. Like, I wasn't really drunk. Crystal's like, it was bad. I am not going to say what it is. It was bad. And I'm not going to say it. End of conversation. Don't bring this up ever again. It was dark.
So, okay. I feel like Crystal said that though, because her and Sutton have moved on. They're in a good place in their relationship. And she's kind of like, I was the bigger person in this. I don't want to bring it up because I like where we are. And I think, and like you said, Crystal's a smart girl. Like, I feel like she can see
she's
like
smart.
You
she's
girls
smart.
Are trying to set me up.
I can't tell if Crystal's a gaslighter or if she's manipulative or she's just defending herself.
I think she's literally just defending herself, saying like, I reacted that way. And maybe it's more that it's not necessarily the coat incident that was where she felt violated in a sense too, but maybe it was also like what Sutton had said to her. Also, like, she took that and that's really what she was mad about, but maybe didn't want to make it about that. Do you know what I mean? Like, on camera, like, I feel like Crystal is smart where she's like, I don't want to say what she said on camera because I don't want to like vilify her in a sense. And because I've watched last season.
But also, I don't think she said anything bad, because if she did, we would have seen it.
That's what I'm saying.
That I don't think there is any truth to this very dark moment, because guess what? Bravo's not going to save you.
I mean, they could.
I don't think they did it. Are you kidding?
No, I'm saying I don't. I mean, my hope, and this is like this is kind of what the women are saying, is like, well, what'd she say? I'm not going to say. Well, you can't say that she said something because now we're thinking the worst, which is also like, well, that's on you to think the worst, to be honest. Her saying like, hey, she said something, we've moved on. I'm not going to talk about it. But these women are like, no, but this is the storyline because we don't want to talk about ourselves. Meanwhile, during this whole thing, by the way, there's a spread at the hotel for 20 people, and it's Diana and Sutton. And Diana is kind of like, why am I here?
I feel like Sutton was like, well, I'm just going to like buy breakfast for the crew. And
I wonder if all the women were supposed to go over there.
There was something. Why would she order that much
food? So much food.
Like, I feel like
she said, I got to-go boxes.
There was like, I swear there was like some type of like bean salad.
Like, I was like,
it was lunch like, and breakfast.
No, I was like, is that like a bean salad? I was like, is that like
garbanzo beans?
Like, it was like a garbanzo bean salad. I was like, I'm talking, could legit feed a field hockey team.
I mean, it was so funny because she's like, I'm going to take some eggs because they're sweet. What did she say? They're sweet and like and stubborn, just like me or something. I was like,
no, it's just the bacon. Just, the bacon.
Oh, it's a weird
they're
way.
So, they're so smart. They're such a smart, no,
she
sweet
said
animal.
About eggs. She I was think like, it was the bacon. She said they're sweet and smart. Whatever it was, I was like, this is such a weird way to describe food.
No, it was bacon because Diana was like, I've never heard of a vegetarian that eats bacon.
Okay, I'm going to fight you on this though, because I'm 99% sure it was the eggs, because the bacon, she said, I don't usually eat meat, but this bacon looks really good.
And she said, because they're smart.
I think it's the eggs.
All right, let's prove us somebody.
No, that was the bacon.
Eggs. We're going to agree to disagree.
That's fine. Eggs. And like Diana's just like, God damn it. Why do I have to film with Sutton? And in this scene, I'm like, I was laughing though, because Diana's like, oh, I'll give everyone one chance. She's like, ooh, so in this group, you have to give more than one chance. Like, she was making me laugh. And this is where I text you being like, Sutton's just a weirdo.
And then later on in the season, Diane and Sutton get into it.
Yeah. She's like, do you want me to be the villain?
Right.
You know, and like Diana does not like Sutton.
I don't think she likes anyone here. She is like really above their pay grade. I mean, Giorgio Armani like designed her entire home.
Dolce and Gabbana. I'm like, Diana, it's very annoying when you say like, I've never been in a store before. I'm like, but
I'm allergic to dust.
It's like, she's like, yeah, it's so funny. And then her, like, she's got her hype girl assistant. It's like, no, it's true. It's true. She's never. And I'm like, she literally is telling us her story about being poor.
I need to know more about Dan.
It's a lot.
I need to know more. It's a lot. So we all go to Sutton's designer, not opening, just having this a designer at our store. But
Couture Erica, collection. Thank God for immigration status. He's allowed to come in. We opened the borders. Fires put out.
Erica's like talking to Mikey and her assistant. She's like, I'm not going to go to that. She didn't like even, it was a group text invite and she hasn't apologized to me. I'd much rather just stay at home and have a full face of glam, but like not put on clothes. Okay.
Like, what if?
Yeah.
Let's go with this conspiracy theory.
They go out after.
She thought she was invited. She got ready and then she was not on the list. You know, when they gave the call times for the day, Erica was not on that list.
Maybe she did a confessional earlier in the day and then changes into.
No, she does not have that hair for any of the confessionals so far, because so far she's got the silk larger shirt, long sleeve collared shirt she's wearing with her hair that's super flat. Now she's got this, maroony pink with the
eyeshadow that's super rad.
That I don't mind that look as much, because I'm like, that's more old school Erica, mm-hmm. where it was a risk. Like this one with like the pajama shirts, I'm like,
boring. Just
try harder.
Too boring for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like go put a t-shirt dress on.
Try as hard as Sutton wearing a $17,000 dress that looks like it's on backwards.
I was like, Celine Dion did this before. Remember Celine Dion in her white suit worn There's backwards?
Like many people that I feel like have worn things backwards.
Celine started it though.
Okay.
Okay.
That's she fair. Started it.
My heart will go on. Okay. Sorry. Wow. I'm losing my voice.
Celine, like she got sick and she can't have her tour. Yeah, it's sad. She's supposed to come to San Francisco.
I would love to see Celine.
Not happening. Anyways, so then Lisa Rinna can't make it because Lois had a stroke. They're putting her in hospice. And, you know, Kyle's like, yeah, my mom was in hospice, but she didn't want to die at home. So me and Kim took care of her. And we were bathing her.
Okay, that's so they were like,
basically
dropped her.
Like,
what a memory! Like that's just such a funny, like, nice memory to have in that sort of situation.
Like in the darkest of times, you know she's gonna go. You want to spend every moment with her. You're trying to take care of her the best you can.
And then it's just like you have like this like giggle worthy moment. You know, like everybody's laughing. And then I felt when Kyle said like you want to be there for when they take like their last breath. And I look over at my mom and I said, "I'll be there." And she's like, "Is this happening tonight, Courtney?"
And then just saying, I'll be there.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like, you're creepy. Please go away and record your podcast.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Okay, so Garcelle shows up first. She's wearing all green. Mm-hmm. Diana was wearing like a black dress with green boots.
Diana was like, okay, hey, wicked, but make it fashion.
Yes. Crystal is wearing all black, kind of like a turtleneck with like showing her boobies,
like a keyhole. Yeah. And then like little booties.
Leather skirt.
I love Crystal's style. I like Kyle's look too. She had like a skirt and a blazer with some tall boots.
I hated Kyle's, thought it was so out of style. Dorit was in like a zebra sequin skirt. Didn't like that either. And that was the fashion.
Yeah.
And so then Dorit comes up to the fashion designer and Sutton's like, well, yeah, like Dorit has her own line. And Kyle's like, I do too. And it's actually in your store right now.
And they all laugh. Kyle's like, I'm a designer too.
Okay.
Sutton's like, I have two pieces because I'm being nice to you.
Yeah,
basically. You know? Also, I'm kind of obsessed with Sutton's hangers in the store.
Oh, I didn't notice them.
They're black and they say in gold, like Sutton, just like her store logo on it. But I don't know why. I'm just like, I love
you. These. Want them? You just want Courtney's all over your room?
No, I just want them to say Summer Mary. I want to hang everything on a Summer Mary hanger.
Me too. Okay, so then Kyle's like, so Sutton, I just want to talk to you because basically in La Quinta, Crystal said this dark comment about you, but we don't know what was said. And I just want to ruffle some feathers.
And she's like, and I'd also love to ruin your event tonight.
Right.
And so Sutton's like, let's start.
She's like, Sutton's like, well, like, you know, let's like not cut down any trees. And Garcelle's like, hey, I want to be in this too. I want to ruin the night as well.
She's like, hold on. I'm like, they like sit down. Like, yeah, they're like, it's just, you must have said something. And like, and then they sit down with Crystal.
No, but also Garcelle's like, watch your back with your new friend. Sutton's in tears at this point, even before they sit down.
Like, Sutton is just kind of like, oh, okay. Like, Sutton is like the easiest person in this cast to ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
Like, where's her face roller?
Very sensitive.
Even though they're like, oh, she's so different from last year. I'm like, I think she's keeping her composure because there's press and it's at her event. But sure.
I also think she does not want to talk about this because it's like, it is like Puppy Gate. It is like Panty Gate. Like, we talked about this last season. Crystal and I have bonded over baseball. We are friends. Like, stop beating a dead horse. Let the mouse go.
Literally. Great. So then they're like, okay, so we're not getting through the Sutton. Let's get Crystal. Crystal, get over here. We're talking about it. And Crystal's like, I just feel like Crystal is like, she's like, I don't want to focus on the word
dark.
Again, dark, D-A-R-K. But it was problematic, but it's forgivable. And Garcelle's like, well, I want to know because I need to know if this is going to affect my friendship with Sutton.
Yeah, and it's like, if you didn't hear it and you still want to hang out with Sutton, then don't worry about it.
Again, Garcelle also didn't hear whatever was said at the bar, like this whole conversation with the color, right? She saw it on TV.
Right. And also Kyle heard the whole thing and clearly has...
I'm so confused because I'm like, maybe something was said that was like, I don't think
anything was said. I really don't. We would have saw it.
I don't know. I just feel like it's like, I just don't think that Crystal's trying to start shit. Like, I think she's literally trying to like move on from it. Like, hey, she said something, we've done, we're over, we've moved on. It's like, let it, again, you just said it, let the mouse go.
Yeah.
And then they're like, the can of worms. We've opened the can of worms, but now they're dead. And Diana's like, I'm not understanding these idioms. I know. She's like, do you see how it could be confusing?
Very Kathy.
She's like, what's dead?
Who's hunky-dory?
The amount of times that they've also said hunky-dory, by the way.
Yes, I've actually noticed that too.
Yeah.
I think that was really interesting in Crystal's confessional, how she starts talking about murder.
The alibi.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, this is getting like really deep and really, I'm like, this, what?
She's like, so let's talk about like, someone says you murdered someone. You either say, no, I don't. No, I didn't. Or you say, no, I didn't. And here's my alibi. I'm like, honestly, I'm not following
that.
I'm not sure how this relates, but I also don't understand saying no. And
Does Crystal have a law degree? It feels like it. It feels like it.
Well, she worked in escort service, so maybe there was like things they had to cover up there.
Yeah, like a lot of contractual agreements.
Yeah, I don't know. She runs laps around us because I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. She I don't know what about, but you are right.
She would be scary to get in a fight with. She's like, don't bring up the word dark again. Don't take away my feelings. Like, you guys are trying to create something that's not true. And this is how I feel. And we can't talk about it anymore. So it's done. It's dead. Let the mouse go.
Next week on Beverly Hills, we talk about it again. But don't worry. We're going to Punta Mita because PK is like, hey, Dorit. Why don't you take some time with the girls? You just got back from Palm Springs, but Punta Mita, I think there's an agency there.
I can't wait for Punta Mita, and I hope Dorit can get some sleep there. And sure. I'm really proud of her for sharing this story.
Yeah. Now, listen, point being of this episode, though, I have no idea what happened. After talking about it for 30 minutes, I still have no idea.
I don't know whose side I'm on. I don't know who's.
But
right,
I do know
wrong.
That Kyle and Garcelle are pot stirrers.
I'd agree with that.
So, you know,
I agree with that.
Anything else?
No, I guess I'll see you next week when we record. I will be Summer Mary.
Oh my god!
My last day of school when we record. Then I got 2 days of meetings. You know,
and then I'll see you.
Oh yeah. Like, let's talk about that.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to.
Yeah. No, let's do it. Okay. So Countess Lou is coming. She's going to be at the Palace of Fine Arts on June 11th in San Francisco. Come and meet us ahead of time around 5:30 at Silver Clouds on Lombard Street and just come say hi, have a drink with us. And then we will go to the show.
Mm-hmm. Silver Clouds.
Yeah. Is only like a mile. Go get dinner in the marina. Go get a like burger at Coswell's or go to Cultivar Wine Bar or go to Balboa. Go to Balboa before. And Balboa to Silver Clouds is 2 blocks. We will have some fun and have some drinks there. And then we'll all go to the show. It'll be
so fun. And we'll talk about this again next week and we'll post on the gram so you don't forget, but come hang out with us. It'll be a good time.
Yes.
All right. Well, until next week, then, everybody have a great rest of your week. Mary, enjoy your last week of school.
Thank you.
All right.
All the teachers.
Yes. All the teachers. Thank you for this year. Gosh.
Yeah.
Not that I have kids, but just thank you.
Yes.
All right. Until next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.